All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I guess Gary from Sussex has called back, Sam. Let's go to Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Hey, Earl. Hi, Sam. I hope you're not mad at me.
No, go ahead.
I pulled over on the side of the road, and I watched the video. Now, what I read earlier today did not sound like what you were talking about, Earl, but when I did sit there and watch the video, I pulled on the side of the road. Yeah, it was a love tap. I think it's going
if
Giuliani goes through with this, I think it's going to make him look really bad. So I think for his best interest and everybody's best interest, I think you ought to just drop it. Gary, was not an assault.
Gary, you know who it makes look bad? People who just agree with things without even seeing them. You know, that was my whole point with you. I had seen it. I wouldn't have come on the air and started talking about something I hadn't seen. I'm on the public airways, man. When I come on these airways, I say something, it's because I've either read it or I've seen it. I'm not going to come on.
Okay, so I read it and didn't see it.
I know. That's my point. So the question becomes, you didn't see it, but yet you would debate somebody who did see it. That's the issue. And Gary, to me, not just for you personally, but that's at the root of the problem in this country right now. There are people.
I'm apologizing for overreacting.
Gary, you don't have to apologize. The issue is not about you apologizing. The issue is that in this country right now, we have a major problem between people on the left and people on the right. And at the root of it is what I'm talking about. People who just listen to what somebody says and don't make decisions or don't see things for themselves. They just go by what somebody says and they say ditto. And that's why we've got the problems that we're dealing with today. All I'm asking people to do is find these things out for yourself. Do some research. I would never come on the air and talk about something I know nothing about because somebody said it, right?
Yeah, but the thing is, Earl, if there's an accident and you have 10 people that see the accident, they're all going to come up with different stories. Even their own eyes, they're going to see it differently. So, I apologize. I got to go back to work.
Thank
Earl.
You, man. You don't have to apologize. And guess what? I don't get anything, and I didn't do it. I didn't come back at you because I wanted to say I was right and you were wrong. There's nothing to be gained by that. All I'm saying is, hey, man, look for yourself. So you saw it for yourself, and then you changed your opinion. Initially, you were going to debate me over something you hadn't even seen. Well, you know what, Earl? You call in and, the guy said Giuliani said it's like he got hit by a bullet. Really? Hey, but you chose to go by what Rudy Giuliani said, and you hadn't even seen the picture, the video. These are the things in this society that create what I think is going to be the death knell for our society. I'm serious about that. I don't know how you turn those kinds of things around. And an apology is not what I'm looking for, right? There's nothing to be gained by an apology. I got one up on Gary. No. Just trying to get people to understand how critically important it is for people to do their own thinking.
Mm-hmm. And maybe just watch the video before you call next time. That's literally the only point of it.
You know, Sam, I'm working with all these children, and I've worked with children for the last 20 years or so of my life. And the majority of those children are ages 15 and under. Well, no, dealt with some high school students. So 17 and under. And I always talk to them about, and I have so many conversations with them. And my whole focus in my conversations with them is to get them to do their own thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Critical thinking is so key, and it's not taught anymore.
You've got your own brain. Don't allow anybody else to put their thoughts in your head. You do your own thinking. You think for yourself. And in the long run, you have a much better life. But if you're a follower and your boy tells you, hey, man, let's go and do this. You know, hey, man, I'm bored. See that car sitting over there? Guy's just like, yeah, I see it. The guy's not even thinking of doing anything mm-hmm. wrong. But he can't resist his partner who tells him, let's go get that car. He's not even got that thought in his head. And because he doesn't utilize his own brain
mm-hmm.
to do his own thinking, he then goes along, gets in the car, and now his life is in jeopardy, or he's going to jail. Same thing with adults who don't do their own thinking.
Mm-hmm.
They follow Donald Trump. They follow the conservative movement. Why? Because they're not doing their own thinking. Because if they did their own thinking, you would look at the people who they are following and have to say, they're not in the best interest of my family. Right? These people are talking about the wealthy, in which that's not me. So why would I follow somebody who is detrimental to myself and my family and to me if I really look at it and not allow them to do the thinking for me? And it's so unfortunate that people on the right, again, I hate saying people on the right because they're not on the right. They're not righteous. This is not right in what they're talking about. These people who are conservatives and Republicans that they're being taken advantage of and they don't even know it. And that's the sad part about it. Not saying they're all bad people. I'm not saying, you know, because it's good in everybody.
Mm-hmm, totally.
You know, they just have been taken down a path that they shouldn't have gone down because they've lost the ability to do their own thinking. That's where they are. That's what has happened. My fear is that once you lose that, can you ever get it back? Once you turn over your critical thinking, as you stated, Sam, to somebody else, they're not going to be willing. Look, they've turned it over to Fox News.
Mm-hmm.
You think Fox News is going to give them their thought back? No. There's money in them thar heels, right? So Fox News knows the more people we get to watch us and that we can control their thinking, the more money we're going to make. That's just at the root of all of it. Very simple, but difficult once you get to that point. We got to go. Thank everybody who made the show go. Sam, we got through another one. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.